forever. Dog.
Okay, hi gang. It's me, Clay Tatum. I'm just sitting at my house. About to record a podcast. The podcast that you're listening to, okay, gang? Lenny.
My dude, you gotta stop, my man.
My cat is, screaming right now. Because I don't think he's ever been around me for that long. I've been here every day. I haven't left the house, and I have no plans of leaving the house anytime soon. And I think he's, over me. So there's that. Hey, gang, before we start the episode, I just want to say...
What? Lenny!
Sorry, Lenny's going ham right now.
Dude, you gotta stop.
You just knocked over a little... a thing we have. We have a thing that's very big. It's easy to tip over, and it makes a lot of noise. So, we have one of those things. Anywho, gang, I have a short film that I want you guys to see, okay? It's called Home, and you can just find it on my Twitter or Instagram. Don't search for it on Vimeo, because you won't find anything. I don't know why I named it Home. I might as well have just named it fucking movie. It's very hard to find. You just go to my Twitter, Instagram. Anywho, gang, I'm going to start calling people. I'm going to call Whit and Rod. You know the deal. We're in quarantine. So, Rod, you're going to, you hear about this Bernie crap?
Yeah.
So, does that mean you're a blue no matter who guy, right?
I mean, yeah, we live in California. It's very important that we vote for the Democrat who...
That a boy.
Who will win no matter what.
Oh, yeah, no matter how many allegations he has against him. All right, what's grabbing headphones? What's back in the game? What's up, pal?
Hey, pal! Ah,
ah! Classic. Hey, Whit, I saw that you met your emo idol. Was that cool?
Yeah, man. They also say that I call them a parody band, which I never would call Blink-182 a parody band.
Who's your emo maybe idol?
Well, they say Mark Hoppus is my emo idol, but he's not. I mean, maybe Blink-182, maybe sometimes was emo, but they're punk.
Blink-182 was that Saddle Creek band, right?
I don't even think that's emo. I think like emo is like Tooth and Nail or Equal Vision, Victory.
What about J-Tree?
I don't know what that is.
I don't remember what Jade Tree was. I just Jade remember. Jade Tree. Let's look it up, gang.
So they say emo idol. I feel like a British person.
Okay, Jade Tree, The Promise Rings, Jets to Brazil, Kid Dynamite, Captain
that's
Jazz.
That's from the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, it's 90s.
Anyway. I'm not 90s. I'm not a 90s kid, Clay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of what record labels were.
Yeah, you're a 2000 kid. You're too busy voting for Bush and,
No, John Kerry.
John Kerry, sorry.
It was cool. It was like, I'm happy with that, except they, I don't know where they would have gotten parody band. I wonder if, like, a British person wrote that blurb and then they just say parody instead of comedy or something.
Right.
Because I do often say that they're a great comedy band. Like,
oh, yeah,
I'd
that
never
makes
say
sense.
Parody. Like, what do they parody?
I think that's probably one of their better things about them is how funny they are.
Yeah.
Are they funny in a way where they, like, they take a movie and they remake it, but in, like, a funny way? Like, they take a serious movie and they remake it funny? Is that, like, type of comedy they do?
Well, everyone knows that that's what Blink-182 is known for.
Yes.
Is they'll do, like, a hip-hop song, except then they'll... Well, actually, they do that. Live.
So they're a parody band.
Well, no, yeah. Actually. No, because they don't change the lyrics. They would just sing the real lyrics. It's a cover band.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But I've been mis... I mean, in all the little press, there's usually one thing where I'm like, I didn't say that. But...
Would you consider this fake news?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then there's also... you'd think... I mean, I'm happy to have any press about me, but you would think that, like, on the... just, like, saying tragedy in the headline of it, just, like, a lot of people have said that. And I'm like, oh, man, on my next special, I want it to be, like, so silly and, like, to where nobody can be, like, making comedy from tragedy. You know what I mean? That whole...
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
It feels a little bit... It's, like, it makes me kind of squirm a little bit.
Like when I run out of candy?
Yeah, but my refrigerator's chock full of candy now. It makes me sick every night because I eat it just because I'm bored.
What kind of candy do you have?
Got in there?
Gummy bears and Jolly Ranchers. A whole thing of them.
What the hell? Where'd you get that?
I got it from Sprouts. Sprouts has really good gummy bear. They have a really good candy section.
Yeah.
They do. They really do.
I'm laughing at Lenny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. It's hard doing these video chats because there's so much going on video-wise. I have Lenny's tail on my face.
Is this the podcast?
This is the podcast, man. I've already started. I've actually started it before I even called you, my man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rod, you watched Quibi shows, right?
Yeah, I watched a bunch of Quibi shows.
And while you're at work... and I was at the comfort of my home. I ordered you to make a top five list.
Yeah, I'll make my top five Quibi list right now. Right. I made it at work.
Okay, cool.
While I was working. A very busy job.
Yeah. So what's coming in at number five, Rod?
Okay. Coming in at number five, of course, is Quibi's Punk'd. Quibi presents MTV's Punk'd.
Wait, Rod, now I've heard of this show before.
Yeah, you're probably familiar with Ashton Kutcher, Punk'd. Ashton Kutcher.
There's Ash in my couch cushion. What are you saying?
No. Ashton Kutcher, the comedian.
Ashton Kutcher, Rod. Kutcher.
Kutcher. You're saying
Kutcher.
It's pronounced Kutcher. Kushner.
Rod, you keep saying Kutcher.
It's pronounced Kushner, not Ash in my couch cushion. That's what you've been saying.
Well. So it's like his show,
yeah.
But of course, it stars Chance the Rapper, and they, of course, do a classic prank on the show, a classic Punk'd. They got Meg the Stallion, and they get a gorilla to steal her dog.
What the fuck?
Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry if I'm not talking. I'm running out of you right now.
That sounds pretty good. I mean, I don't know who Meg the Stallion is. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, she does music. That's all I know about her.
Is she related to Chance the Rapper?
No. This is actually it's T-H-E-E, Stallion.
All right, Rod. What do you give this show? I know this is at number five, so it's not the best show there is on Quibi, but if you had to give it a review, five being the best, and then one being the... just the worst. What would you give it?
Oh, I'd have to give it a five. It is the best. Okay. Now, it's not the best show on Quibi, but it is, I mean, I'd rank it with among the best shows ever made.
And you're saying it's five out of five because it's number five on your list, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. what do you give this out of five?
Five.
What would you give it at five out of five's Rod's list?
I give it 5 out of 5, and here's why. I love Rod's List, and I love the show.
Okay.
I like the show, and I like the idea of a monkey stealing a dog.
Okay, Rod, I what type of music? I already wrote down my review. And where does this take place?
I guess probably in Chicago. I don't know.
Okay. What type of music should I do for this, Rod?
I mean, it's like a prank show, so maybe something like kind of silly, of course with a jazz pop tinge.
Okay, I have the theme song for the TV show Taxi. You think that would work?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
I mean, it's a funny show.
Hi, gang. This is my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of the movie SLC Punk. And this is my thoughts on it. And then afterwards, I'm going to give you a 5 out of 5 review rating of where Rod put it on his list. Okay, here we go. There's a chance a candy wrapper and some ashes is in my couch cushion. And for that, honestly, I will rank this number 5 in Rod's top 5 list, which is a 5 out of 5. Best score you can get. Okay, what's the number? Rod, what's the number?
Wait, was Ashton, did he produce it?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look at the credits.
They show the credits after every 10 minutes, right?
I think so. Cool. There's a 4-minute credit after every 10 minutes.
Oh, good.
All right. And then, of course, my second, or my, the number 4 show is, of course, Dishmantled.
What are you saying to me?
In this show, it's called Dishmantled.
Okay. Is this related to like a dish I would find in the kitchen or a dish I would find out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like so what this is they take 2 chefs.
Okay.
And they just like shoot food at them.
Okay.
I like that.
I like some of that.
They just like get food shot at them, and then they have to try and recreate the food that was shot at them.
So we got Rod. I'm lost. Rod, I'm sorry. I'm just a little lost here. What you just said was such a rambled mess that it's borderline offensive. What you just said to me. Can you explain this one more time? I'm sorry, Rod.
Let me explain.
Okay, you're
There's chefs, okay. All right?
Right.
It's like a cooking show. There's chefs.
Like I would find in a restaurant, right?
So far, this is true,
and
yes.
And then there's
so
other people.
Okay.
And they have a type of food.
Right.
And I forgot they're blindfolded.
Who's blindfolded?
Who's blindfolded? People shooting?
The chefs are blindfolded.
Okay, so the chefs are blindfolded. Okay?
Okay.
And then there's other people who have like a burger or... It's probably something nicer, like a shrimp rangoo. They put that in some type of
wait.
Gun.
Shrimp rangoes. Rango is in this. Shrimp rangoes in this.
Yeah,
shrimp rangoes in it. Yeah.
And then they put that shrimp rango in a gun, and they shoot it at these blindfolded chefs. And the chefs, I guess, just have to smell it and feel around.
You know what? You know what's weird about this? When I have shrimp rango. I normally put that in my mouth and not a gun.
This is Trump's America.
Oh, right. Sorry. I forgot. We don't have the White House anymore. We only have the Orange House. Go off, please.
Hell yeah, dude.
And we're about to
take it down. Do you follow? That's the show.
Yeah, that is actually the show.
What's it called again?
It's called Dishmantled.
Yeah, dish
make sense.
Yes, Rod. Everything does make sense. This makes perfect sense. And if you had to give it a rating, I'm not going to review it because if I wrote down what you said, I would just write down a bunch of numbers. Like I don't know what to do with the information you gave me. But the show honestly sounds really good. It sounds like a great show that I would love to watch on the subway or in a taxi on the way to work.
And that's what Quibi's all about. That's what Quibi is made for.
Right. And so you're saying, so what they're doing in the show, they're literally doing quick bites.
Yeah.
Oh, they eat the food. They gotta eat the food.
They do eat the food.
Okay. And let's say there's a rating system, 4 out of 4. 4 is at the bottom of the list, which means the best. And 1 is at the top of the list. Right. Meaning the worst. Where would you put this show?
Well, I guess I'd give this a definite. I'd have to give this a 4. A 4 out of 4.
Okay, that's really good. And what do you give the show?
based on the, all the show and all the stuff involving the show, I like the idea of a blindfold and food. I give it a 4 out of 4 if that's the best that it can get.
Right. So I wrote a review, and I would love to tell you what the review is, but it's just a bunch of squiggles, a question mark, and a little angry man that I drew. So I don't know what that information can do for you, but for that and everything else I just said, if I had to rank this 1, 2, 3, or 4, 4 being the best at the bottom of the list, I would give it a 4 out of 4.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, Rod, what's coming in at number 3 on this? And, Rod, before we get into number 3, I just want to say, so far,
okay,
this app sounds like this is going to be a huge success.
Yeah, $2 billion spent on this stuff.
That's great. So what's coming in at number 3 on this Dynamite list of great content?
So number 3, I've got Chrissy's Court.
And you said what to me?
Chrissy's Court? Are you familiar with Chrissy Teigen?
Chrissy Teigen.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
Woo! It's showtime!
Like, Chrissy... Oh, wait. Yeah, Chrissy, Tegan, and Sarah?
Kind of.
I wish she was part of Chrissy, Tegan, and Sarah.
Yeah.
She's married to John Legend. Do you know him?
Is he part of the? Is he like is he part of the Marvel Universe, Rod?
No, he's just like a singer guy. He's actually not.
He's not.
He might be.
I mean,
there's a good chance he's in the Marvel Universe.
Listening to the name, he sounds like he's part of the MCU.
He might be. We might have to check that out.
Clay, who's your favorite character from the MCU?
Oh, definitely the Fight Man.
What's he do?
Oh, Fight Man? Oh, Fight Man's great, dude.
What's he do?
Oh, he just goes around and he picks fights with strangers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. His name is Kimbo.
What's his power?
Well, his name is Kimbo Slice.
Oh.
So Kimbo Slice just goes around.
Clay, I know you're busy right now, but could you do me a favor and draw a picture of Fight Man to show everybody for the end of the podcast?
Yeah, for sure. I'll start working on that right now.
Okay, so Chrissy's Court is it's basically just like Judge Judy, except Chrissy Teigen is the star. And that's why it's so good.
Because we all love her.
Yes.
Doesn't Brooks know her in some kind of capacity? Like, she was on a reality show that he was in, but then he got cast on SNL and had to quit. Not a reality show, a game show or something.
Yeah, it was like a cooking show kind of thing. I think I would kind of remember that. It was like an MTV thing.
Yeah.
Rod, you're thinking of music videos.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
What do you give it?
Three is the best, right? And then one is the worst one?
Yeah, one is at the top of the list at the worst.
At the worst.
Right.
And three is at the bottom, number one, the best thing. And I might have to give this definitely a 3 out of 3.
Hey, listen, in the way that we're scoring things right now, that's the best score you can get. This is a dynamite show. And, Rod, was it hard to... You're probably laughing your ass off, right?
Yeah, I was just having such a good time. Her mom's in it, and her mom is foreign, which is funny.
That is funny. So you're laughing at her, not with her.
Okay, well, I'll just leave that there, I guess.
So that happened. I'm done with drawing my man.
Oh, you've already drawn Fight Man?
I already drawn
Fight Man. Well, wait. Before you show, will you make him say something? You know, like how Fight Man says my spidey sense is tingling? Uh-huh. You gotta come up with something like that for him to say.
Okay. Let's see here.
Alright, Rod, what's number four? Three, four.
This is actually number two. It's this, I'm gonna give the number two to Fierce Queens. You guys know about Fierce? So Fierce Queens is.
I know about the Queen.
What do you mean, the Queen of England?
No, the Queen.
Who?
Rodham.
Well, so you're thinking of our president,
Hillary Rodham?
Yeah.
Hey, Rod, Rod, would you change your name to Hillary Rodham Berry?
For how much?
I definitely give you $1.
Oh, $1? I'm
done with my drawing.
All right, let's see it.
Let's see here.
hold it down.
Move it down.
Down.
What are you saying?
Suck my dick, you bitch. I love it.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You gotta come up with this logo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One second. Okay.
And maybe say something like, Fight Man. Back at it again. Or what is, you know, it's like The Amazing Spider-Man or Gotham, League of Justice or whatever. You got to come up with, like, Fight Man. Something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, Fight Man's famous catchphrase.
You bitch. I really want you to do a whole cartoon of Fight. Maybe we could do merch that's Fight Man. Fight Man merch.
Oh yeah, we could make Fight Man merch. I don't see why not.
Well, all right, Rod. What is Fierce King about? Fierce Queen about?
Fierce Queens is are you familiar with Planet Earth, the show?
Yeah.
So this is Planet Earth, but it's like, this is about ladies. This is about the lady animals only.
Excuse me?
It's Planet Earth, but it's about lady animals.
Well, everybody wants to watch Planet Earth on their phone. That's like the number one place I want to watch Planet Earth.
Yeah. You're like, wow, they put in a lot of work on this. Perfect for my phone.
Yeah.
I love the beautiful sights. So yeah, so it's a show for the ladies to watch animals.
I love that. What do you give it?
So are these what are these animals doing that's different?
Well, since they're women, they be shopping.
Okay.
Yeah, the animals be shopping.
I like the sound of this. This is almost a school's Fight Man. All right, I'm done with the logo. Hey, wait, I'm done with the logo.
Okay.
What's Whit doing?
I'm working out. What the? Marvel, Fight Man. You are a bitch, and for that, you will suck my dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a really cool guy.
Wait, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Oh, he's a good guy.
Oh, right, because they're bitches.
Yes.
You don't mean boy. You mean there's a boy bitch or a girl bitch.
No, I'm talking about female dogs.
What?
I'm talking about female dogs.
And that Fight Man wants that?
To suck his dick?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you thought bitch in the derogatory way. No.
Well, it looks like
that would be problematic.
But it looks like he's punching a person in that picture that you drew.
Oh yeah, but look, he's punching a person because he's fighting. But he saw a dog walk by, and the dog was
working. Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, because in the picture he's looking out somewhere else.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, there's a dog wearing a dress, just right in his eye line.
So he's attracted to the dog.
Yes, that's why he's the coolest.
pretty cool. Pretty cool guy.
I think Fight Man has got some legs.
Oh, for sure. And he has some fists, too, to hit people.
Now, is he related to any superheroes? You know how Marvel likes to do that?
Yeah. He's related
to...
Oh, he is? Yeah. He's related to Iron Man and Hulk.
In what way? How? I didn't know Iron Man and Hulk were related.
They're his grandpas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, so that means Iron Man has a daughter or a son, and then Hulk has a daughter or a son, and then they have a child, and that child is Fight Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's cool.
Actually, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so they had a son, Batman, and the son... The son had Fight Man.
What about, who's Hulk? Who's the daughter?
The daughter?
Yeah.
Batwoman.
Appleman?
No, Batwoman.
Oh, Batwoman. Okay.
Yes. So, Iron Man had Batman, Hulk had Batwoman.
Yes.
They had a kid named Fight Man.
Yes. The superhero that has a dog stuck his weenie. Yeah. Yes. All
right,
so
he's like asking the dog, right? It's like not a demand. It's
could you do me a favor, Clay, and draw the rest of the family?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm on it.
Draw the two grandpas and Batman and Batwoman. While Rod gives a review of or his score of Queens, cool Queens.
Oh yeah, so Fierce Queens has got to be just a top show for the ladies. They love watching that shit on their phone, just an animal running around the savannah or whatever. And for that, I'd give this the lowest score possible, which is a 2, which is the best.
Right.
So this is a perfect 2 out of 2, this score.
I give this a 2 out of 2 also.
I'm almost done with his father.
Oh, good. And I guess, so do you want me to just do the last one, or do you want to do...
Yeah, do the last one.
Wait, I'm done with his dad.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, his dad is right here. You see him?
Okay. That's Batman, yeah.
And, uh-huh. And he says this. Can you read it out loud?
Great job, son. Now stop hogging that dog. What, his dad likes it too?
Oh, yeah.
His dad, Batman, likes to have sex with dogs too.
Of course,
real dogs.
You're talking about Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I'm sorry. I thought you were into comic books. I didn't know I'd explain all this stuff to you.
Right. Yeah, I thought I was too.
Yeah.
Ron, give that last review.
Okay, and for the last one, So I think for the last one, I'm going to have to give it to Game Show because my friend Wit is on the show. I didn't actually watch it, but I probably will because Wit is on the show.
I am on it. I don't want to watch it because it'll make me feel self-conscious, but I am on it.
You've been getting good reviews? Has anyone mentioned it to you that they saw you on their Quibi app?
No.
Wait, no one has told you that they've seen you on their Quibi app?
That's crazy. That seems insane to me.
It sounds like you're lying. I'm almost done with his other dad. Grandpa, sorry.
His grandpa? Iron Man or Hulk?
Hulk.
Dang, what's working out? He's getting buff.
I decided today that I need to start. I don't know how to do these with my arms, though. I think I need something to, pull down from.
For people listening to audio, Wits has one of those elastic bands.
I ordered a
Jump Rope. And I'm talking about, a rubber band, not, his favorite emo band, Blink-182. Wait, I'm ready with the Hulk.
Okay.
So, here he is, right?
What?
And
cool, it's Buddy.
Yeah, and he said something.
Did someone say dog?
Yeah, so he heard the word dog and he ran to the scene.
Wait, who said dog?
Oh, Batman. He said, now stop hogging Batman. That dog.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Just like the...
In the comics.
No, just like the ice cream. Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, yeah, Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor of Haagen-Dazs?
Shepherd. Stupid.
That's dumb.
I know, it's fucking stupid.
Alright, Rod, what do you give the show?
Oh, this one? So, I guess out of one... One being the only score you could give it, I definitely would give this a one. For sure.
Hey, that's the best score you can get.
Yeah, I give it a one. Yeah. But it's just the best score that you can get.
Yeah. That's one out of five. That's the best.
Yeah.
And you saw, you once you turned on a show, it was the worst thing about it was hard to turn off.
Yeah. Every Quibi show I watched, I couldn't stop watching. I wish they were longer than 10 minutes.
Oh,
and man. I'm just rotating my phone around, watching it from every angle.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. I just spilled coffee on myself.
Oh boy.
All right, embarrassing.
Yeah, so embarrassing, my man.
Let's talk shit on Wit right now.
Okay. Wit smells like shit. That's the best I can do,
that's
Rod.
That's true. No, he does.
Rod, you work today?
Yeah, I had to work today. I gotta work all the damn time.
What's your next off day?
I had Monday and Tuesday off, which was really nice. So I'm not gonna have a day off until probably next Monday. Yeah, so Wit has been gone for about a Quibi right now.
I'm back.
Did you go watch a Quibi?
Yeah, I watched a Quibi.
And you're already back? Man, that would be fucking... If I open that app, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Did they ever resolve this memory hole thing?
I don't think so.
For people that don't know about this, they ripped off Everything's Terrible. Very hardcore.
Yeah, blatantly.
Yes.
And memory hole. In fact, I mean,
are they?
It'd be one thing if memory hole. I get the name memory hole is kind of like a easy to come up with name. But it's the same exact idea. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think it's just like you go into the room, you give them your first pitch, and it's like nothing because you didn't think about it.
Yeah.
And then they just make the show.
Right.
I mean, that's just the best way to make a TV show.
Like, well, do you guys have an idea for a show? And they're like, yeah, it's like this. Oh, perfect. Just do exactly that. Just steal that show. That's fine.
I watched two movies yesterday. I'm trying to watch two a day.
Really? Which one would you watch?
I showed Kaylee Color Wheel, my roommate.
What did she think about that?
She said she knows it's, she thinks it's a good movie, but she thinks it's weird that I love it so much.
You know, that's Whitney's favorite movie. Of all time.
Oh. But you know, it's a great movie, and I love it. And my friend Kate is in it, and I never knew that. She plays the professor's girlfriend who's in the house, the blonde girl. And, like, last time I saw that movie was a long time ago, and I didn't know Kate. Anyway, I was watching it, and my friend is in the movie.
Oh, that's nice.
And she said, I texted her and was like, hey, great job. What's the deal? And she goes, oh, I'm friends with Carlin, the girl who wrote the movie and also stars in it.
Yeah.
And I go, when is Carlin going to come out with more stuff? And then she said, Carlin's about to come out with more stuff now.
Oh.
Which is great, because she's, like, incredible in that movie. She's like a movie star.
Oh, yeah.
Carlin. I haven't seen that movie. I'll check it out. Where do you watch it?
You got to rent it.
She sometimes talks to Whitney on Instagram.
Well, that's cool.
Wow.
And y'all are talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I'm talking about Carlin.
Oh, sorry.
From the movie Color Wheel.
Oh, sorry.
I showed everybody her smell the other night, is what got us. And
you're talking about Hillary?
No. I'm talking about the movie, Her Smell.
Oh, sorry.
Which me and Rod saw in theaters, and I remember, I love Alex Ross Perry, but I do remember thinking that movie's, like, really long.
I definitely didn't love that movie.
Still give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, of course.
I showed it to them. They were scrolling through HBO, and then everybody was like, let's watch Her Smell, and then, because the advertising for Her Smell makes it seem like it's going to be a lot more of a fun movie.
Yeah, I kind of
anyway,
remember that.
About 20 minutes in, I was like, by the way, guys, it doesn't get any more fun than this. Oh, anyway, so I think they were kind of bummed on Her Smell, so I showed Kaylee Color Wheel. And then after that, we watched Okja.
Oh, Okja's fun.
About the big pig?
Oh, I thought it was a horse.
Oh, no, it's horse. No, you're right. You're right. It's a horse.
I thought it was like a hippo.
Rod, you're thinking of horse.
It shits like a hippo.
Yeah, that's. Remember the line? There's a line in the movie where they go, "Look at that! That's a horse, and it shits like a hippo." So I think that's where you're confused.
Well, and also if you mix a horse and a hippo together, you get a pig.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Dude, I found a nice hack.
Well, what? I just told you that hack.
What heck?
Is it better than mixing a horse and a hippo?
No, it's not. Pig? It's not better than making a pig. But I've been doing a thing. I have a VPN on my computer, so I can just go to any country I want and just surf their internet. And I've been checking out different countries' Netflix, and this is great. I'm having a blast right now. There's a thing called, Rod, you know about this, Studio Giggle. They're an old anime company. Studio yeah. Giggle is great. So we've been watching.
Hayao Miyazaki, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hayao Miyazaki loves Studio Giggle. And these movies, I've seen about three of them now. I've never seen a Studio Giggle movie before. And it's good.
Which ones do you watch?
I watched Spirited Away, and then My Neighbor, and then I also watched Whisper of the Heart.
Whisper of the Heart.
Watch Spirit Away with your neighbor, Clay. You're not supposed to be hanging out with your neighbor.
Why not?
Well, if your neighbor's Totoro, I think it's okay.
Yeah,
because of Corona.
Oh, right. And that's the thing that's going on.
Yeah. Okay. I forget that you don't know about it. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, I just don't. I just don't. I'm busy.
It's fake news.
It's fake news. Just like, I forgot what we were talking about earlier.
Oh, well, you guys are talking about 5G sickness.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, this is 5G sickness.
Oh, 5G created this?
Yeah.
Is that a real conspiracy?
Yeah, no, that's a real conspiracy. One of my coworkers loves to tell me about it.
Didn't they say like a pig took a poop on an antelope or something and someone ate the antelope?
People are saying it's a bat.
That's contagion. That's what in contagion, a bat shits out a banana, and then the pig eats the banana, and then Gwyneth Paltrow eats the pig, and Gwyneth Paltrow starts it.
She did what to a pig?
So this is goop.
Yeah, it's goop. Clay, do me. Patty Harrison pointed out something really funny the other day that I think you're gonna love.
Uh-huh.
Same with you, Rod. Go and look at the poster. Or actually, I'm going to text it to you.
Okay.
Notice how the poster for Contagion, how everybody, Gwyneth Paltrow sort of gets kind of fucked.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking at it now. It's the funniest thing.
Okay, I'm gonna put this on the stream, gang. And if you're listening to this on audio, just pull up what do you want people to pull up? Just the let's see here.
Contagion DVD cover.
Okay, Contagion.
Now, Woody Paltrow is alive in a lot of the movie. So, but this is what they choose for her image on the poster.
Okay, gang. Let's see here. Let me add an image to this. I haven't even looked at it yet. Here we go.
I'm looking at it now.
All right. Wait, no, let me, I gotta, hold up. Here we go. So, here we go, gang. Here's Contagion DVD cover. We have, right here, we got the top three right here. We got, you know, Lawrence Fishburne on the phone. We got, you know, someone go, hey, stop right there. And then the girl looking behind her. Okay. Now we got my dude right here. He's looking out suspicious, right? And yeah. Then coming up, another person's on the phone. A lot of people are on the phone here. They got to get just stuff done. And, oh boy. That's a damn shame.
And I will say, she's dead in that.
Yeah.
That's her dead.
They used her as a corpse. That's fun.
But she's alive and, like, I'm not going to give anything away here, but other people on this DVD cover die.
Yeah.
And you see their dead face in the movie. Yeah. But for some reason, they choose Gwyneth Paltrow's dead face.
I mean, straight up, she looks like a crash test dummy.
Anyway, Patty Harrison pointed that out the other night. That's really
funny. Very funny.
Wow. Have y'all seen the intro to the movie Outbreak?
Rod watched it the other day.
Yeah, with the monkey?
Oh, yeah. Rod, you know about this monkey?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen this video?
Oh, I haven't seen the video.
Dude, I'm going to send you a link. Sorry, gang, that we're also doing this another thing here where it's just sound.
Well, y'all go watch the video, the listeners.
All right, so it's going to take me a while to find it. Let me see if I can find a good YouTube video of it. This is the craziest opening to a movie, and I've seen the movie, and I've never noticed this. And it involves a damn little monkey.
I mean, this is taking you probably.
Oh no! This is going to take me a while. This is a tweet that I liked a long time ago. So
it's a tweet that you liked.
Yeah. But it's like the greatest thing. Y'all talk amongst yourselves while I find this my favorite tweet.
I mean, so I guess I definitely am going to have to recommend you guys get the free 90 days of Quibi. Go ahead and sign up for a free 90 days of Quibi.
One step ahead of you, my man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One step ahead of you. I couldn't. Hey, man, I can't turn that thing off.
I'm going to go ahead and cancel it right now, but definitely get the free 90 days. Sign up for it. You don't need to watch anything. It's just nice for you to sign up, I think.
Okay, I'm copying the link to this tweet. How do I share this? There's a share thing. Copy link to tweet. And I'm going to send it to my boys right here.
Will you make American Arts and Culture Review retweet it so the listeners can?
Yes. Let me just retweet it again.
Okay, so we're going to watch this right now.
When Rod and Wit, y'all can... Oh, this is the funniest fucking thing ever. Is this going to be on my Twitter and American Social Media? Again, I'm so sorry for people listening to this. Just go look at the tweet. It's so fucking funny.
It really does look like they were trying to shoot the monkey.
Trying to blow that monkey away.
Yeah. You just scared a monkey. There's nothing funnier than a monkey getting scared.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and recommend Outbreak again.
Oh,
I think it's
a
very funny movie.
Jesus, this is... Man, that's some top-notch. That is just great.
Did we talk about broadcast news the other day?
I showed it to Whitney for the first time, and it might be her favorite movie. Next to Color Wheel.
Yeah, that movie's incredible.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah.
God, that's a good one.
It's weird how James L. Brooks really just, like, knocked it out of the park.
Lost in America, I think, is great. Modern Romance.
Wait, no, that's Albert Brooks.
Oh, yeah. James L. Brooks.
Albert Brooks is in Broadcast News.
James L. Brooks, with Terms of Endearment, nailed it.
Yeah. Broadcast News.
Broadcast News, nailed it.
Good as it gets, nailed it.
And Simpsons, nailed it.
Right. And then there's other ones in there that are not as good. And then I saw How Do You Know in theaters, like, whenever that came out, and it's, like, unwatchable. How do you do that?
I don't know. I've heard interviews with him, and he goes, like, I always want to make a movie, but I don't make it until I know it's, like, perfect. Like, I won't force myself to make a movie ever. I just, like, wait until it's absolutely perfect. And he also produced Bottle Rocket.
Don't you just get old sometimes, though, and you just can't do it anymore?
Yeah.
I guess so. He also,
like, some people get old and they can still do it, but some people get old and they just can't. They can't make a good one anymore.
Right.
But he's in, I always forget that he's in Modern Romance and he plays the director.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I actually don't know what he looks like.
He's just a...
Is he big man?
He's kind of a big man in Modern Romance. He's a skinny man. He has a lot of hair. When I say that, he has a beard.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was imagining.
Yeah. Okay, gang. I think we had a great time. Anything else we need to...
No, I'm trying to watch a really good movie a day.
Yeah.
Inspirational kind of movie. One of those a day, and then one, like, ridiculous movie. So yesterday I did Color Wheel, and then I did Okja. Today I'll probably do something else, and then I really want to watch Point Break. Just kind of going down the list.
Are you to give Speed a try?
We watched Speed. Me and you. And remember we went, me, you, and Penelope and Whitney? Like, a long time ago?
It's so good. Well, I don't count that as watching a movie. Like, I'm so distracted. We went to a thing at the cemetery screening. It feels like I'm high watching a movie where I can't pay attention to anything when I'm at those things. But I think that's a me thing.
Yeah. Well, that kind of movie is fun to watch there. I watched Vertigo there, and it was awful. It was a terrible experience. Because Vertigo is a movie where you just kind of want to chill out and pay attention to it. But that's not that kind of...
Yeah, you want, like, a fun movie. You don't want, like, a...
I mean, Vertigo is fun, but not in that kind of way.
Oh, it's just like a roller coaster.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you need, like, a kind of a dumb, fun movie. You can't watch, like, a thing like Vertigo and expect to have a good time at the cemetery.
So, wait, what are you going to really sit down and really treat yourself to an entire hour of Louis' new special?
Well, the problem is I watched the first 3 minutes that you sent. You sent me the thing. And I was like, this isn't bad. Like, he is just doing his Louis thing. He has, like, a couple pretty good bits. But the fact that he's not addressing or willing to, like, come to terms with the, like, kind of horrible shit he's done makes all of his comedy not count at all. And I wish that, like, he was up there being like, I'm fucking voting for Trump and don't believe women. But instead he's up there talking about, like, bunch of observational bullshit. So I just like can't pay attention to it. It just doesn't make sense as comedy anymore.
It's just a normal special with a weird dark layer looming over it.
Yeah, but that dark layer makes him, it like takes away, discredits all of his comedy because he is like so out of touch with who he is. And you see that he just is so skilled to know how to like come up with observational comedy and be really good at it. But then he's not coming to terms or even willing to explore comedically like the elephant in the room. Except for to say, like, I'm a victim. How was your last 2 years?
Or whatever. Oh, right. Yeah.
Is that how he starts it?
That's how he starts it, but yeah. he ends it talking about the him liking to jack off in front of women. But he doesn't, I mean, it's not worth watching the whole thing to get to that point. And it's not even that, like, interesting. But he does.
Is it just, like, a joke about it, or is it, what is it?
The joke, the angle of the joke is, like, hey, we all have our little fetishes, but everyone in the world knows mine, even Obama. Like, that's the joke.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Very cool. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I have. It's out there. If anyone wants to.
But you stole it, right, Clay?
Yeah, so someone uploaded it to YouTube, and I was like, I ripped it from YouTube. So I have a really, like a 360 or whatever, a really low-res version of it. So I could text it to you if you want to spend a whole day watching it.
I really don't want to.
Oh, interesting.
I've got a lot of quibbies to watch.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Okay, cool.
You Clay, do a Photoshop where it's Quibby's logo, but it's Louis.
What if Louis released a special on Quibby? Oh, you think you would have watched it then?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would. And after every 10 minutes, there's the credits for a special. Yeah, that'd be fucking great. I'd love that. So, you know.
All right, guys. I gotta go.
All right. Well, I gotta go too. I'm actually really busy right now, so that's why I have to go. So.
Actually, I'm just gonna take a nap, so I also have to go.
We never did an intro or an outro for the podcast.
I did a little intro at the top. I'm trying some new stuff out.
Okay.
It wasn't worth it, but we can do an outro, and I have the perfect song for it. You've seen the TV show Taxi? We were talking about James L. Brooks. Yeah. All right, so play us out with in 3, 2, 1.
Has been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. Keep us in the loop and give us a scoop. And remember to watch that Outbreak tweet and also look at the Contagion DVD cover. Thank you to Rod. Thank you to Clay. Everything's great. Have a nice day.
Okay. Bye.
All right, later.
Bye, guys.
Bye, gang.
Clay?
What?
So are you not going to do your affiliate thing?
Oh, yeah. What is that? Okay, what do I have to do?
You don't have to do that much. It's just like you have to give your... Forever
Dog! This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.